I have had so many of you asking me what happened to the panty stealer turned cocksucker in my roommate saga. As I told several of you on the phone, I did indeed turn this little hamper skunk into a cocksucker. In fact, the very day I called my boyfriend and told him to come to my dorm room, I had a little surprise for him. I finally decided it was time for him to get his cock sucked. Needless to say, he was knocking on my door in no time flat. He looked really confused when he saw my roommate's naked boyfriend in my room, and he really didn't want that loser sucking his dick. But once I explained what this perv had been doing with my panties, he was all for it. So my boyfriend pulled his huge dick out of his pants and told that panty stealer if he wanted panties so bad, he could put mine on while he sucked a real man's cock. My roomie's boyfriend was shaking so badly because he knew I had pictures of him masturbating with my panties. He did what he was told. Wearing my frilly, satiny panties, he dropped to his knees and got his throat plumbed right away. My boyfriend was so desperate to get his cock in a warm, wet mouth, he made the very most of it. I almost felt sorry for that cock-sucking sissy as he gagged, drooled, and cried while my boyfriend mercilessly fucked his mouth. Almost, but not really. Finally, my boyfriend grabbed the back of Dick Licker's head and shot a huge cumlet in his mouth while Panty Stealer struggled to swallow. My boyfriend pulled up his pants and tossed my roommate's boyfriend's clothes at him and told him to go get dressed in the hallway. He must have gotten his clothes back on just in time, because it wasn't but a few seconds later I heard my roommate coming back. They both came in, and she chattered on while her boyfriend stood red-faced in the corner. My boyfriend said he loved that faggot's mouth better than any woman's, but unfortunately, he never got to have that particular faggot again. He ended it with my roommate and never came back into town after that fateful day. I wonder if that panty stealer ever learned his lesson, or if he was still a panty-sniffing masturbator. Who knows? Maybe he turned into a panty-wearing sissy faggot cocksucker. What do you think? This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.